Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at 2 locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I'm pretty worn out. I've been subbing over at Tanner High School this week, and I'm ready to get a break for the weekend, and I'm glad to have on the line with me right now Scott Phillips, co-founder, I'll say, because Grayson is truly the founder, Outdoor Ability Foundation. Glad to have Scott with me. Scott, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me back, Mark. It's been a minute or two, hasn't it?
It has been, and I was so glad to see you and Kathleen at the Birmingham Home Show. It had been several years since we had actually talked on the Mark White Show. Back in 2017, I believe, was when I actually spoke with you, and then shortly after I had Kathleen on the show, and I was glad to have a show last night for Kathleen, and then this morning did a Make a Difference Minute with Kathleen to talk about grits and Gouda. It was a wonderful opportunity to be able to catch up with her.
Oh, absolutely, man. It was very nice to see you again and to meet your daughter. And that's pretty cool too.
Yes. So a lot of things have changed since 2017, obviously, for Outdoor Ability Foundation, as well as the Mark White Show. And for listeners who weren't listening back then, let's get the foundation of the foundation and talk about how Outdoor Ability Foundation was founded, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be glad to. So we started Outdoor Ability Foundation out of the need for our son, which is Grayson, who had a love and a passion for the outdoors, which is fabulous. A lot of people have that. The difference is, in a lot of cases, is Grayson's in a manual wheelchair. He has a spina bifida, and so he is in a wheelchair, which does not do very well out in the elements as far as going through the grass, the mud, the sand and all that. I mean, just doesn't do well at all. But he came to me one day and he said, "Hey, Dad, I'd like to go hunting." And I was like, "Okay, I don't have any guns. I've never really been an outdoorsman as far as that. I grew up playing sports." And I said, "But if that's what you want to do, we'll figure it out, man. We'll get it done." And we connected with a couple of groups, which took us hunting and some fishing trips also. And he just fell in love with the outdoors. And from there, we went on a turkey hunting expedition. And if you've ever been turkey hunting, they don't necessarily just walk right in front of you like they would like in a green field or whatever. Sometimes you have to call them to you, or sometimes you have to go to them. And so there's a whole lot more getting around in the woods when you're turkey hunting. And, you know, so we had positioned Grayson in a blind with a couple of guides with us, and they were trying to call the turkey to us, and they just would not come to the blind, the field in front of us. So what we did was the guide said, "Hey, we're going to have to go to them." I said, "Okay, we're going to do it." So I picked Grayson up, and he was 14, I believe, at the time, maybe 15, something like that. And threw him over my shoulder. I picked up his wheelchair, the guide's got everything else, and we started trekking through the woods to try to get as close to these turkey as possible. While we had a fabulous time, we did not get it in front of the turkeys. We didn't get them to come in close to us. So we didn't have an opportunity to take a turkey. But it was an exciting adventure. Okay. But after walking through the mud and through the grass and through the woods with, a child on my shoulder and carrying a manual wheelchair to try to get him to a place where he could have some success, I came home and said, "There's got to be a better way of getting a person in a wheelchair from point A to point B." So I just did a lot of research, and we ran across a Action Trackshare rep who was in Georgia. And from there, we were going to a basketball tournament in Georgia. And I said, "Hey, can we come meet with you?" And he said, "Yeah, absolutely." So Grayson got in this chair. It's a tank type chair. You know, it's got treads on, tracks on it, and was able to test it out. He went through the mud, went through into the woods. Just had a fabulous time. And afterwards, I asked the rep, I said, okay, so how much are these things? And he said, I think the base on them at that point was like $12,000 or $13,000. And I was like, wow, that's nice. I said, but I've got a 16-year-old who also needs something that's going to cost about that much, and I just can't do it, you know. So several months later, the rep called me and said, hey, I've got a lead for a secondhand chair. If you're interested, I'll put you guys in touch with each other. And we got in touch with the person that was selling the chair, which was down in Florida. And he says, look, you know, I'd love to sell you this chair. We're going to sell it. I think it was $8,000 or $8,500, you know, something to that effect. And I was like, man, I don't have that either. I said, but if you'll give me an opportunity, give me a little bit of time, I'll see if I can raise the money and buy this chair, because we know what the need is and how much it'll really change Grayson's life. And so we started selling brownies. Like I said, Kathleen's was a caterer at that time. One of her famous things were Mississippi Mud brownies, and we sold no telling how many brownies. We did like a GoFundMe. We just raised money in our community as best we could. And as the time was getting closer, we had raised about half of the money that was needed. And I was like, man, I hate we're going to lose out on this chair, but you know, we can only do so much. And that's when a mentor of Grayson's, a friend of ours, he and his wife, came in and said, how much do you need to get there? I said, well, we raised half. And they said, we'll take care of the other half. And I was just blown away, you know, by their generosity. And, we went and got a chair. Took it out on the beach, you know, Grayson cruised everywhere. We got home, we went through the woods, and we knew at that point we needed to help other kids, and families in the same situation we were, that had the desire to go out into the woods and, you know, hunting and fishing, to help them get this type of equipment. So that's how Outdoor Ability Foundation was started, was just out of that need.
Scott, how long did it take you, once you saw the benefit to Grayson, to make that decision that you wanted to help other people have the same ability?
Really, very quickly. I would say just within months, you know, of us really seeing how much it changed his life. We wanted to jump out there as quickly as possible. So we started the foundation in 2016. We didn't really, it was the latter part of 2016. I think we gave our first piece of equipment away in 2017. And we just kind of grown from there. Our goal, you know, back then was, hey, if we can help one person get a chair, then that's fabulous. Because that's just one more kid and family that we can help. So from there, last year we had a goal of giving four chairs away. And so in 2023, our goal is four chairs. We actually gave nine chairs away last year. And, these are action track chairs, that we gave a couple of track fab chairs. And we find these chairs secondhand, you know, so that we can afford them. We ask every person, every recipient to help us raise half the funds, because that's the model that it took for us, you know, so we're taking the place of that mentor, that private donor to raise half the money. We're asking the families to raise the other half. And the reason we do that is twofold. You know, obviously it takes a little pressure off of us as far as raising all the money. because we're just a three-person organization. You know, we're a very small group. But then it also gets the communities involved for wherever that family is. And it really lets other people see the needs that are out there and lets them know what the desires of these kids are to go out hunting and fishing. You know, so that's the way we've set this model. And I said, we were able to do 9 last year. So we more than doubled what our expectations were and, you know, what our goal was. And it's just been amazing. You know, so we've helped kids in 9 different states, which has been pretty cool too, because these families will reach out to us. And when we're looking for another chair to help provide, you know, we're always looking to try to find these chairs at a discount, and they'll contact me and they'll say, "Hey Scott, here's one up in our area. If you're interested, let me know. We'll go pick it up and we'll help get it to you some way, somehow." You know, so it's been really cool to just kind of grow that family that way.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Scott Phillips with Outdoor Ability Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit where they provide grants to purchase adaptive equipment like crossbow cocking devices, portable hunting blinds, fishing equipment, skiing equipment, and many other items for those families, individuals, and groups needing this equipment to provide outdoor experiences for the disabled. Scott, if you'll stick with me, we'll have another segment and a call to action to help support Outdoor Ability Foundation, okay?
Sounds great.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today, as I have a special guest on the line from years back, Mr. Scott Phillips with Outdoor Ability Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. We've talked about the founding of Outdoor Ability Foundation. Glad to have Scott on the line as we talk about this amazing effort. And welcome back, Scott.
Hey, thanks again, Mark.
I want to ask you, to the benefactor who gave the other half, that individual, what has been their response to seeing that their generosity helped perpetuate Outdoor Ability Foundation and how you do your mission?
The husband passed away shortly after helping to provide, you know, this piece of equipment for Grayson. But, you know, the wife just keeps in touch with us, and they just see what joy it brings to these families. But, you know, I think of Mr. Don all the time when we're making these presentations, because if it were not for he and his wife, we would not be where we are today.
Let's talk about how it's opened up the doors for Grayson, because hunting, fishing, water, snow skiing, ice hockey, hiking, camping with Boy Scout troop, wheelchair basketball, where his team played and won the national championship for their division back in 2013, this opened doors for him, and it's opening doors for other young people thanks to the foundation.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he's been able to do just about anything he's wanted to do. And we've already told him he could do that. He's just going to have to do it a little bit differently. And he's taken that to the extreme, you know. So he is amazing. He's 24 now. So he actually is an Eagle Scout. So he's able to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout. And part of that's because not only was his troop leaders able to help him go places and help provide, you know, the areas that he was able to go and, you know, get to, they were always helpful in all aspects. But really, I mean, he goes fishing all the time. You know, whenever he gets an opportunity, he's in the woods, he's at the lake, he is out and about, just really enjoying the outdoors. Which is what we want other people to do also. I mean, you just think about, if you enjoy the outdoors and you love hunting or you love fishing, and being part of nature, I did not grow up hunting, like I said, but I enjoy it so much just being out in nature. It's a place of, that we can enjoy what God has created, and it gives peace, it gives joy. It gives tranquility, and it also gives excitement, because you get to see wildlife, or you get to go catch fish or whatever. You know, it's just, it's been amazing to watch him go through all that and being able to encourage other people and other kids to do the same thing.
And watching these families collect half and have skin in the game, what have you witnessed from them as they go about this effort to raise the funds and then ultimately have success when they get their track?
Yeah, so it's been pretty cool to watch that.
you know, I tell every one of them, I said, don't stress about it, because you're going to stress about it, but don't stress about it, because God will provide. It's just a matter of time. We're not in a hurry. We're going to make sure that your child gets taken care of. But you just go out and do what the best that you can to raise these funds and let people know what those needs are for your family, and let them see what benefits by looking at our YouTube videos or our Facebook pages and seeing the kids and where they're able to go, and listening to the families when they say, this was a game changer for us. You know, not, it's so funny because I'll tell the families, you know, we're used to have to carry everything, including your child, to these places, out to the beach, to the pools, to the lakes, to the woods, to the whatever. I said, they get to carry it now. And it's cool to watch these kids load up their track chairs and go wherever. It's cool to watch these kids that have a desire, if they go hunting and they take their first deer, their desire is to drag that deer out of the woods like their parents have done, you know, for years for them. Now they can do it. And that is what is so fun to watch them do that. It's so fun to get these videos and pictures of the kids that want to go through mud. You know, they can never do that in a regular manual chair, but maybe they want to go through that mud in these chairs, and they have a blast doing it.
Scott, because of your experience and then reaching out to help other families, have you seen within the circle of families who have benefited from this to turn around and say, we want to help another family because of the benefit that we've received?
Absolutely. Yep. So it's so neat to see that, because they'll pass our name to other people, and then they'll say, we're going to help them raise the funds also. Which is really cool, you know, because you get it, you know, when you experience it, you get it, and you see what that need is, and you see what life changing, you know, how this changes the lives of their kids, you know, and you want to spread that around, you know, so it's really good to see the families come together like that.
Scott, we want people who are listening right now who have listen to this conversation, they understand what Outdoor Ability Foundation is about, and now want to support your efforts to help these families. What does an individual need to do, or what can they do to be a part of Outdoor Ability Foundation and help move this effort forward?
Sure, absolutely, man. People can go to our website. That's the best way to contact us. It's outdoorabilityfoundation.com. There is a contact page where people can reach out to me that way. There's a donation, you know, tabs in there as well. If you want to set up monthly donations, or if you want to do a one-time donation, you know, that's a great place to do that. But it's really the support, the financial support is huge. The prayers that we ask for are even better. Because once that part's taken care of, the money comes. You know, it happens. Just like I tell these families, you put it in God's hands, it'll happen. And, you know, it's just amazing how it works. But yeah, absolutely, man. They can go to our website. All my contact information is on there. It's outdoorabilityfoundation.com. And like I said, there's a contact page. My phone number's on there. You can go to our Facebook page, again, which is Outdoor Ability Foundation, and just, you know, see what we do. And you'll be excited to see those pictures.
The mission of Outdoor Ability Foundation is to empower disabled children aged 8 to 19 by providing grants for the purchase of adaptive equipment. This equipment not only enables them to explore and enjoy the great outdoors, but also supports their participation in activities such as hunting and fishing. And Scott Phillips, it's been a real pleasure to have you back on the Mark White Show today to share about Outdoor Ability Foundation and the great success of this effort over the past few years.
Mark, I'm so thankful for you reaching back out to me, and I just really appreciate what all you're doing, man. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks again, buddy. Always a pleasure, and you're welcome back sooner than later, okay?
That sounds great, man. Thank you very much.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show. Let them know what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West.
Red Bay, Alabama.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.